Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, man. We're in Baltimore. We're on a classic rock station. I'm Stash. That's Donna Jean standing next to me. She's a big fan all the way back to Noah Drake. So,
hey, you know, Rick.
She needed to be in here. And how are you, man? Everything good?
Yeah. Yep.
I bet it is. It looks good. I mean, orchestrating my life. You're going to take these songs that everybody knows and put them to a symphony? Is that what's happening? You're going to travel with like an orchestra?
Yeah, well, we did the album, which is basically greatest hits with the orchestra. And we've done some shows already, and they're pretty, a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. A different, totally different show to the band show, which is kind of pedal to the metal and a rock show. This is, it changes the vibe up totally.
When you wrote songs like Jesse's Girl, did you ever have a vibe? I mean, I know a lot of songs can be, you know, interchanged into different things and arranged differently, but man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I stuck real close. You know, when you do re-records of hits, a lot of the times I've bought them sometimes myself, and they don't, you know, they just don't sound the same. Mm-hmm. But I wanted these to sound pretty exactly like the originals, because that's what people remember. And then just add the orchestra. Plus, you know, sonically it's bigger because of the better technology in the studio these days. But I'm real happy with the way it came out. The orchestra definitely is not just a bunch of string pads. It's an active part of the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Orchestrating My Life is going to be out in stores on April 26th, whatever a store means to you these days, whether it's streaming or, you know, I know you know that too. You've been living this a long time and the changes of it. But Rick,
vinyl's coming back.
Yep, vinyl's coming back. That's good news. Really, it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see the boomerang on the vinyl part. You know what? I never really understood. You never really had an Australian accent that I ever heard. And you're from Australia, so...
Yeah, I had it up until about 1975 when I started acting.
Really?
And, it was kind of a mix of a British... If you see all... You can see all Dick Clark interviews on YouTube, and you hear my old accent. It's pretty funny, actually. It's kind of mind-warping to hear it. But, I went to voice coach because no one knew where Australia was back in 1975.
Right.
And so I knew I'd be only competing with other Americans, so I wanted to have the accent so I didn't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. But now Hugh Jackman and everybody else, Australia's roaring.
Yeah, Aussies have exploded.
It's great. I might get there someday. I really hope so. I sent my daughter on an internship to Perth, and the company flew her, she's 19, the company flew her to Melbourne, and I'm like, you should just stay. You're good. You have a job. Stay there.
Yeah, Melbourne's awesome. That's where I grew up in Melbourne. I was born in Sydney, but I grew up in Melbourne. Melbourne's an incredible city.
Wow, that's great. Hey, we're talking to Rick Springfield. You know what? Somebody put a picture up on Facebook of you in Ocean City, Maryland, and I'm pretty sure it was you. You got up on stage with a band, a local band, and blew their mind and everybody in the crowd, too. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. We had a day off there, and I think I did Baker Street with them or something.
You did. You sure did. Yep. Oh, man, believe me. That went miles for them. Believe me, man. Huge. But how cool is that you would do that? I mean, you could have just hung out and, you know, watched and kept to yourself, but you jumped up in there.
Yeah, we're big on actually jumping up with, if we have a day off, you know, I have an amazing band, and they love to play, and we'll sometimes get up and play with, you know, the local club band or pub band, whatever it is. It's fun. You know, we love to do what we do, so it's not work to us.
That's great. Rick Springfield, you've done some acting too, man. Recently, The Goldbergs, and that show's still on.
Yeah, that was a trip, The Goldbergs.
I bet.
I've done some other things like True Detective and American Horror Stories and Supernatural and Californication that were kind of really against type kind of characters. I like to play those.
Mm-hmm.
They're more fun and they're surprising to people too.
You know what else, man? I know they are. And what really blew my mind, and I've researched you pretty good, but this really got me, man, was the autobiography that is listed as one of the 25 best of all time in Rolling Stone. And you've got to figure they've read a several hundred, if not thousands of them.
Yep. You know, I wrote it myself, so I got actually better reviews for my writing than for my songs when they first came out.
That's okay. They'll meet in the middle somewhere.
We will, baby.
Yes, we will.
Hang in there long enough and you become valid.
Yeah, that's so cool, though, man. Late at night, number one, and of course, New York Times bestseller. But you've got two of those, man. You've got that one, and then you've got Magnificent Vibration as well.
Yeah, it was the first novel I wrote. And my second novel is actually at the publishers right now, and I'm working on the third.
Cool.
And also looking to write a new record. So,
Rick, wow, it's spilling out of your pockets. I would just take any of the extras that spill out of your pockets because it seems like you have plenty. Hey, you know what? Writing novels is different than writing songs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different. Mm. It's the same. It comes in the same place, really. If you know, I've always written songs from truthful moments. You know, they're all actual things that happened to me. So it was just an extrapolation of that. And I always wanted to write. I started out actually when I was a kid. I started out just writing stories. It was the only thing I was good at school, and I thought I would eventually become like a reporter or novel writer. And then the guitars and girls kind of stepped in the way, and that took my focus. But now I'm getting back to writing.
Right. Well, that's awesome, man. Rick Springfield. Yeah, when it's in there, you got to let it out. You're going to be at the Keswick Theater in Pennsylvania with Richard Marx on a dual acoustic attack thing. Man, that goes on sale. I think it may be on sale as of last Friday. Get some tickets for that if they're still out there, because that's going to be fun for you, man. You can really strip it down.
Yeah, we've played a couple of shows together, Richard and I, the solo thing. And mm-hmm. and it's great because you get to, it's a very relaxed show, and you get to tell stories and tell the stories about the songs. My show, you know, both the shows are pretty humorous and, you know, have a lot of information. And it's very, my show's very interactive with the audience, too.
Right.
I can actually see the audience, and you can stop and actually talk to them. It's really, again, like the orchestral show is different from the band show. This is different, again, the solo thing.
Rick Springfield, hey, have a good time on all these things, man. I'll let you go. But Richard Marx, when you're at the show, just remind everybody that if they do misbehave, Richard Marx is going to handle the business of the security there. Flying back from, did you know about this? When he intervened?
That. Yeah, he showed me that.
Whoa! You got good company.
He helped put down some guy that was wigging out from some flight from the east, I think, yeah.
Something, yeah.
She's going to handle that.
Well, Donna Jean's here. She just wants to know if we're going to come to Baltimore or if that's in the plans anytime soon, Baltimore or D.C. Do you know?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Yeah, yeah. We tour a lot, so I mean, I don't have the schedule because I just kind of get on the plane, but mm-hmm. RickSpringfield.com knows all.
We'll be waiting, and we'll be there when you come, dude.
All
and
right.
Enjoy the ride, Rick. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it, dude. Take care.